on Toxic Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for February 11th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Puya. How you doing, Puya?
Taryn, typically on any regular season, the update, the morning of the eviction, is kind of dull. We already know what's going to happen. It's kind of formality. Not this season. They said yesterday, listen, whip out the chessboard, add some five-dimensional layers to it, and let's play. And I'm so excited to be here to talk all about it. It's going to be a fun update today. I'm feeling good. I'm one coffee in, about to be second deep. Can't wait.
Yes, we had a veto ceremony, and, you know, things happen. So we are here, of course, to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Celebrity live feeds. It was day 16 in the house. And as I said, there was a veto ceremony. Shayna with the veto, thinking about whether she should use it. So to set everyone up here, of course, Misha as the HOH nominated Carson and Cynthia. Shayna won the veto. She wants to use it on Carson, but is hoping that the replacement would be Todd, and then they could vote Todd out over Cynthia. Now Todrick had talked with Misha the night before and convinced her, do not put up Todd. That's terrible. You would need to put up Chris Kirkpatrick. And what I said yesterday in the morning was the big thing to wait for is the conversation between Misha and Shayna to see if that will cause Shayna to back down, because there's not really a good reason for Shayna to want Carson over Chris. If she thinks it's possible that Todd might go up, then it might be worth the risk, but not if if Chris Kirkpatrick is going to go up. So that's pretty much what we look at here to start the day, is that Misha does have this conversation with Shayna, and it doesn't really go the way that Shayna wants it to. And she's not too happy about it, but Misha basically starts with like, look, I don't actually want Cynthia to come out. You know how I said that it was cool to take Cynthia off? I've been thinking about it, aka Todrick has been talking to me about it. And actually, I'd prefer if that didn't happen.
Yeah. So Misha kind of says, listen, we don't need to do that. If we're both saying we want Carson to go, just leave it the same. That'll be fine for me. That would work. And in the middle of all this, what Shayna's really trying to do is, first of all, put it on thick. That it's, if it's going to be used, it's going to be used on Cynthia. But then second was to essentially try and get a guaranteed deal of some sort out of Misha. Like, hey, so if you win HOH on Monday, you won't put me up, right? No matter what, I'm not on that list, right? And Taryn, that part of the conversation didn't go well either.
No. The amount of times that Misha, the amount of times that so many people in this game just like completely... Like, you say what you will about Todrick, say what you will about Shayna. They're two of the only people in the game that are willing to just lie. You know, like, it's a simple component of the game that when somebody asks you a question and you have an answer that they don't want to hear in Big Brother, usually, and not always, but usually the correct response is just, I'm just gonna lie to you about this real quick. Am I coming for you? Nah,
nope.
Definitely not. Oh, am I working with that person? No. What? Like, it's pretty simple. Are you going to put me up on the block? No.
That'd be ridiculous.
So Misha says, look, if the veto is not used, that would mean Carson definitely leaves. If you do use the veto, it means that somebody else could leave. For instance, if it was between Chris and Carson, who would you vote to save? And Shayna says she'd want Chris to stay. Well, what about Todd? Oh yeah, I would vote Carson out. I want Carson out, says Shin. And so Misha says, then you should not use the veto. Shane is like, okay. And this is when Shayna asks Misha, like, hey, so if I don't use the veto, cause I think at this point she's kind of catching what Misha's putting down here, that, she's trying to say Chris is going to go up if you use that veto. And I don't know if you're going to have the votes. And so Shane is like, okay, this sucks. Maybe I can get something out of this. Can I make a deal with you, Misha? Can you promise me that you will not put me on the block if I don't use the veto and I vote the way that you want? And Misha's like, yeah, just give me, yeah, I don't want to lie to you because that would be terrible in this game. Let me just, I'm gonna have to think through the numbers because we're like, if the next time I can win is like at final five, right? Or where? Well, like, we're at 8, 7. Yeah, down to final five. So then there's only going to be so many options. And I just, you know, I don't know if I can, I mean, sure, probably, but I won't guarantee anything. And it's like, his name has been tarnished, but get Mike Boogie in this house because you can bounce checks. Maybe we just need James. We'll get James. He's got it. He's got the quote.
Yeah. I mean, listen, dummy, everyone knows Todrick's your main. So no one's questioning that. You wouldn't put Todrick on the block. That means you could also not put one other person. Lie to Shayna. Be like, yep, Shayna, you're there. It's me and you. Todrick's cool too. We can ride this. We'll put the other two on the block, whatever happens. It's so easy. Even if you don't mean it, it's so easy. And here's the thing. I'm not on Team Misha, but even I'm like, listen, you could at least do that for your own betterment. Because ultimately, by doing this, you come off very wishy-washy. That's already not a good sign. You've already proven to be wishy-washy in that the people you say you want to work with, you're also kind of like talking about how they're expendable. So this is not a good sign either. And Shayna sees right through this. Shayna, you know, picks up what Misha's putting down. It's brutally honest that it's not good for you.
So the conversation doesn't go super well, near the end of it. Just to be clear, you're definitely, there's no chance you're going to take Carson off the block, right? That's not going to happen. And Shannon's like, no, not at this time.
Mm-mm, not going to happen. Oh, and then when Misha tried to broker a deal with Shayna of like, you wouldn't put me up on the block, vice versa. Misha makes sure to also be like, also, if I could have an ask, I would like for you also not to put Todrick up if you could. Maybe Todrick not up either. Really enforcing. Yeah, Todrick's my guy. You don't want to put Todrick up either if you could.
Yes. So after this conversation, Misha recognizes that she's an idiot and is like, oh, why can't I lie in this stupid house? Like, yeah, yeah. And don't try to act. Don't try to be like, oh, I'm just too good of a person. I'm just too good for this game and I can't degrade myself enough to lie. No, that's not. Come on. Get out of here.
All these degenerates in the house making sin, lying, deceiving. Not me. I can't do it. It's so hard.
It's just so against my nature. I'm just such a truth teller. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Stop it. Yeah.
Good people truth tellers don't need to tell me they're good people truth tellers.
If you have to say you're a good people truth teller, you are not a good people truth teller. That's exactly the rule. Yeah.
Yes.
So Shayna also talks to the cameras after after this conversation. She's like, please, please, please don't put up Chris Kirkpatrick. Oh my God. Please don't put up Chris Kirkpatrick. Not great. So she goes and talks to Lamar and she's like, okay, Lamar, I might actually need to leave the nums the same. Who would you vote for between Chris and Cynthia? And he says, I'd vote Chris out. Between Todd and Cynthia, who'd you vote out? I'd vote out Cynthia. But he's like, he says, I want Todd to go as far as I can. He needs it more than me. He is still Team Todd.
Yeah. No matter what has happened, that is the one thing that has stuck true for Lamar. Other opinions of his might have changed. Other targets of his might have changed, but he still is riding with Todd and still wants Todd to gain benefits from being in this house.
Mm-hmm. So Shayna is also going to go to Todrick, and she says, all right, maybe I can get something out of Todrick. She says, look, if I don't use this veto, will I not go up on the block? And he says, sure, I would go after Chris, though, because I've been hearing that Chris is coming for me. And here's the thing. I mean, surely you know that Chris is coming for me. She's trying to feign ignorance. And he's like, look, you're insulting my intelligence to pretend like Chris hasn't told you that he's coming for me. Come on, Shayna, give me a break.
Yeah. And you know, we've said this, Shayna, definitely one that does not mind lying, unlike Misha. But in this conversation, it's a little bit, it's obvious. And like the thing is, specifically with Todrick and Chris, they haven't really been talking. Todrick's not really approaching Chris, not even looking at Chris for a minute now. So if anything, he's more confirming for himself that something's going on there. But Shayna tries to play like nothing's going on. Also, this is not what Shayna wants to hear, obviously. This is not ideal for Shayna either.
Yeah, and unlike Misha, who really would prefer for the veto to not be used because she really wants Carson out and for Chris to go, Todrick actually wants Chris to go. So, like, her trying to make a deal to not use the veto is like, but I kind of want you to use the veto in some way. it didn't really work out there. So the feeds go down for the veto ceremony. And you know, after a lot of people were convinced, myself included, that she was going to use the veto last cycle to take out Todrick, which I think she should have. People are convinced at this point, she's been talked out of it. She's not going to do it again. And it's not going to happen. Feeds come back from the veto ceremony, and Shayna has used the veto on Carson. And at first people thought that Todd was up because, Chris was walking around all happy and Todd was all pissed. But no, Misha is not that dumb. And she did in fact put up Chris Kirkpatrick to replace Carson. So Chris Kirkpatrick and Cynthia are going to be up on the block, come the eviction vote tonight.
Yes. I was one of the people that jumped the gun with myself. I'm like, wow, they put up Todd. We're going to lose Todd and everyone else is safe. Amazing. I'm like, okay, listen, Chris Kirkpatrick's on the block. Still amazing. Still some fun, but also not the ideal one, but that's fine. But no, I mean, for someone who just was put on up on the block, Chris Kirkpatrick was so happy. Like, everyone was right to assume that he might not be there. He was way too happy for someone who just got on the block.
Yes. Well, there is some drama here, of course. So Shayna is explaining herself to Misha and Todrick. And her main thing is that she felt like she needed Carson's competition winning ability to help her out, because she felt like she was next. She tried to get guarantees from Misha that she wouldn't go up on the block if she didn't use the veto, and Misha couldn't give it to her. So she felt like she was next, especially with Catan gone. And she says that, she knows that, cause then Misha and Todrick are kind of trying to be like, but you were in an alliance with us. Like, why would you be next? She's like, I know about the athlete alliance. Like, you were going to keep Lamar. And they're like, what are you talking about? The athlete alliance was like a thing on day one. And she's like, Lamar told me about it. And they're like, Lamar has no idea what he's talking about. Like, it was, again, day one. You were in the athletes alliance more than he was. She's just like, I just feel in my heart that I would have been up there if Carson or Cynthia had won this veto, that I was next. And so they're going back and forth, for a little while. Cynthia is not happy. There's a lot that's going to be going on around Cynthia and Todd, that most of which we don't see. We hear most of it after the fact. But I believe at this point already there's been some kind of interaction between Todd and Cynthia that has set both of them off to some degree. And Lamar is just like generally, like being loud. First of all, like, he's very like hyped up, which I don't think is like helping the energy in the room, because it's often sounding like there's arguments going on, but it's just Lamar kind of like being like, oh, hey, and there's tension in the air, Puya.
Yeah, and we literally were getting all of this in the background of other stuff going on feeds. So you could hear the loudness, you could hear some stuff, but they're not on screen, and you're trying to decipher who's who, what's going on. But yeah, listen, Lamar giving energy is making me happy. So I'm happy that Lamar is, you know, feeling himself, but it might have fueled some of the awkwardness potentially here.
He admits to it later as well. Yeah. Chris and Shayna are going to talk for a little bit. He said he's happy. He says, "We won. Even if I go home, this was a win. We won." And she's like, "Yeah, but I don't want you to go. That's terrible for me." He's like, "But we did it. We did it. It's okay." And then in the meantime, Cynthia's finally coming out from the kitchen, heading back to the bedroom. Todrick is talking to Misha about what went down, and Cynthia walks by, and Todrick's like, "Oh, Cynthia, I want to talk to you at some point." And she's like, "Nah, I don't got anything to say. I don't like how things have been going in this game. And, I'm just gonna go into bedroom, and that's it." And Carson kind of comes up behind her. This is a very funny looking scene. Carson just kind of stands there next to her, like near the door. She's like, she's okay.
She's fine. Yeah.
She's fine. She'll be all right. And he heads in.
Yeah. All you can hear is he goes into the room behind her and says, "I'm so proud of you." And then the door closes. And then all you hear is Todrick say, "So should I go talk to her?" It's like, she just said no, dude. Yeah. She just said she's fine.
She's like, not right now.
Yeah.
I think another bit of argument had just happened probably. And then we were cutting to Chris and Shayna again in the bathroom. And from there in the background, they start saying like, "Oh, what is that?" They're like, they can hear something, and they open the door, and you hear Todd just yelling at Cynthia, like, "You, period. That's it. Don't me."
It was intense. So the whole conversation with Cynthia and Todrick was on the top two cameras, cameras one and two. And then Cynthia came back out of that room after she had left and said, "And another thing." And then feeds cut. And then we just saw the bathroom. And then, like Karen said, maybe like 20 seconds or so later, all this commotion happens. And then here comes Todd Bridges waddling into the bathroom all angry and talking about how if Cynthia wants, like, if she wants to do that gangster shit, then I'm going to like do this. He was way too angry about whatever had gone on. And it was a tad uncomfortable. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, so he comes into the bathroom and he's like, "Oh, she's all upset because I won't vote for her to stay." And kind of the explanation that we get eventually is that from his perspective, at least, that he felt like she was asking for his vote to stay. And he was making a point to be like, "Hey, you know, you cut my throat, so I'm cutting yours. You know, you gave your word to Teddy that you would vote to keep. Well, I gave my word to Chris Kirkpatrick, to keep him. So guess what? You're going." And in the meantime, Carson is talking to Cynthia and he's being like, he had a lot of nerve to come up on you like that. I would have had to use my spatula. And this is all going on. Todd is talking to Chris. And Lamar is there, and Chris is like, "Can I just leave?" So Chris is trying to leave, and Lamar's like, Hey, Chris, just so you know, I'm not on anyone's team. I heard you talking. I'm on team Lamar." And then Carson comes into the bathroom and he's like, "Todd, that was not okay." And Todd starts getting like, "That wasn't my fault at all." He'd been calming down, but now he's riled up again. He's like, she's the one that came at me. Carson's like, "No, she just wanted to make her point and be heard." And Todd's like, "I wasn't even the one talking." Lamar's like, "Yeah, I was the one talking." And Todd's like, "Yeah." And then she got all, She was the one that came at me. And Lara's like, she did get emotional. And Carson says, yeah, but it's never appropriate to get up in a woman's face. Okay. And Todd's like, well, that's not fair. She should have walked away. It's not fair to keep coming at me and expect me to not do anything. And Carson's like, she just wanted to make her point. And you should have just made your point. And he's like, I did make my point. And then she came back again. And Lamar was like, it was too much. She did come back. Look, Lamar says, it was two people that were wrong. That's what it is. And then the feed's cut.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Todd Bridges, for me, a bridge too far. I think he was doing too much. They were both wrong, potentially. But he was
according to
Lamar. But he was way more wrong. Like, if I'm coming at it with, like, I don't really know what happened, I'm siding with Cynthia. I feel like he did way too much there. It was way too much negative energy for what could basically boil down to, I didn't like that, you know, she wasn't respecting my decision. If that's really what, like, this is too much from Todd Bridges. I didn't like that.
Yeah, I also don't like the argument of like, what am I supposed to do? If somebody keeps saying things I don't like, it's not fair that I can't get up in their face. Like,
yeah,
those are two separate things.
Yeah, that's how you choose to carry yourself. Like, you could easily take it from a better approach. You chose to be this way.
Yeah.
Nope.
So unfortunately, though, like, we did not see this firsthand. So we were not able to see it ourselves. So all of this is from the after talk.
So the question for me is, do you think this is something we will see on the show?
It depends on, I imagine that what we will likely see is that they will try to edit it in a way that works. And if it doesn't work, then we won't see it. And if it does work, then we will see it. And it will probably be pretty sanitized.
Yeah. I think it's going to be sanitized. Obviously, they're celebrities. They want to make sure, like, no one's, like, getting tarnished, maybe. So that's probably what we're going to see. I would like to see it. But I'm actually, you know, for the 6 minute average time we get on these feeds, I'm happy that at least we caught some of it, even if it was in the background, because it does give us context for what's going on in the house.
So feeds come back after a while, and things have calmed down. But Todrick is still kind of like, he's not super, super happy. He's kind of like moping around the house. He's got sunglasses on. I'm going to remember this day forever. And he finally talks to Misha, and it's a weird conversation. Because, like, Todrick is kind of getting his way, right? Like, things are kind of going well for him, but he's still just kind of like, people are against us. It's not fair. It seems like he's upset with Misha because she didn't listen to him the night before. That he kept telling her, Chris is not with us. Don't talk to Chris. She talked to Chris anyway. She's like, I had to talk to him for my own mental health. I had to see what he would say. And he did. He didn't lie to me. He just, he failed to tell me that he would vote Carson out. And he's like, I should have done it. I told you should have just believed me. And now they know, like, as though sort of the conversation that she had with Chris is like the reason that they were able to plot and plan and make this happen. And that's why Carson's off the block and all of this stuff. And that's why they're against them. She's like, well, okay, you know, at least, you know, you're getting your way. At least we're going to get Chris out. Like, we got to figure out how to change Todd's mind about his vote. We need Todd's vote to get Chris out. And Todrick is like, yeah, but I mean, it doesn't even seem like you want Chris gone. And she's like, no. Look, my whole life, I've been somebody that sacrifices for others. So, I've always, just my instinct, it's just what I go to, is that I'm going to do things for other people. And so we'll get Chris out. That's why Chris went on the block. That's why we're going to get Chris out. And Todrick's like, oh, I don't want you to do that for me though. And so they go over strategies for how to get Todd to change his mind. And, Todrick runs through what he's going to say to Todd. And Misha runs through what she's going to say to Todd. And that's all kind of pretty funny, given the conversation they eventually have with Todd. But that's what's going on there.
Yeah, I'm not going to say too much on it, but I will say them two combined are probably the most r/nice guys alliance I've seen in a long, long time. They're really, really high on their own supply with how high and mighty they are and how nice they are. Like, stop it.
Yeah. Again, like, you don't need to tell people how good of a person you are. That's, it's like it's a pretty big thing.
Yeah, if Taryn got on this update daily and was like, listen, I'm doing all this work, I'm doing these feeds, and like, I'm doing such a nice service for you, so you don't have to watch them. I've got you covered. Even I'd message Taryn and be like, Taryn, you're putting on a little too thick, buddy. Stop it, please. Like, look,
I am basically the feeds messiah. I do all of this for you, everyone. You know, it's all for you, and I'm just such a giving person, all right?
Yeah, I martyr my free time so that you don't have to, because yeah. I care about you.
So Shayna is talking to Todd in the sauna room, and so she's working on Todd already, and Todrick is trying to get to Todd. Todrick interrupts them. He's like, "Hey, Todd, can I talk to you?" And he's like, "After I finish with Shayna." And so Todrick leaves, rejected. And Shayna starts pitching to Todd, like, hey, you know, we need to go after Misha. She is the biggest threat in this house. You should join us against her. But Misha is eavesdropping. She's got her ear to the door. So remember that, that there is now a door, between the kitchen and the bathroom, and the sauna room is right next to that door. It comes like the door, you open the door. Right to the right is the sauna room. Straight forward is the bathroom. So she's listening at the door from the kitchen, ear to the door, trying to listen to what Shayna's saying to Todd. I think she was able to hear some bits of this as Shayna's essentially like, hey, so what do you think? Will you come with us against Misha? And before Todd can even respond, Misha decides, okay, now is the time to interrupt this conversation and prevent this from going any further. And so she walks in as though, oh, I'm just walking in. Oh, hey guys. And she sits down and she starts chatting with them. And so then they're chatting for a little while. And then Todrick, walks in again, and Shayna's like, all right, I'll leave. It seems like you guys really want to talk to Todd.
Just like, I know exactly what's happening here. This is very transparent. Peace.
And then literally as she leaves, Todrick gets up and chases her across to the living room and is like, no, that's not totally not Will. We were just laughing because of this. And we didn't want you to leave or anything like that. Just don't worry about it. But then, yes, actually don't go back or anything.
It's our turn.
Yeah. So Misha talks to Todd. They talk for a while. Todrick is there for a bit of it. Then he's not. They go up to the HOH room and they talk about what happened. And they eventually get around to his vote. And it's time to like, okay, now we gotta convince Todd to vote Chris out. And she's like, so what are you thinking with the vote? And he's like, I'll vote Chris out. Yeah, I get it. He's the bigger threat. I was just heated in the moment. And don't worry, I can get Lamar on board too. We're good. Like, oh, okay.
The Lamar whisperer, Todd Bridges. Yeah. I mean, again, I think loyalty, I gave my word, whatever. I think Todd's biggest intel, the biggest thing we've heard from him this season has been he is a soldier to Misha. And I think this is the biggest indicator. He falls in line easy, but I don't necessarily think that that is a forever plan. I think Lamar might be the Todd whisperer, the reverse card. And I think some things could be brewing in that direction. Maybe we'll see.
Maybe. Yeah. There's definitely some interesting movement later in the night. So Shayna is going to be talking with Carson and Cynthia. They're talking about taking out Misha. They know that if they do, Todrick will come running to them. But when he does, remember where his true loyalties were. And they create a new alliance called the Twisters.
Rate the name out of 10.
That's fine. It's okay.
Yeah,
I'm into it. Like a 6 or 7 at least.
Yeah, I mean, if it's on the menu, I might order it because I'm like, yeah, it's fine. It'll do the job, you know.
It's no grateful, you know. But
what can reach that, Taryn? That has an 8 in its name. It's 8 minimum.
Yeah, I mean, and grateful, obviously, and then undeniable, obviously, 9 out of 10.
Done.
I mean, come on,
easy.
But of course, the alliance name that takes the cake, you know, Chris Kattan style. The Diaper Alliance.
Easily. Mike Bloom's favorite alliance. Yeah.
So Chris is talking to Shayna a little bit later, and he stumbles upon a phrase that I fully expect to be in the episodes because he doesn't stop saying it after he comes up with it the first time, which was funny the first time, but not the rest of the time. He's talking to Shayna. He's like, man, I got backdoored. We backdoored me. Oh, no. He backdoored himself. Oh, man.
Yeah, he was very proud that he also made the joke in the diary room. So 100% it's going to be on the episode. But 1,000% I agree with you. I got tired after hearing it twice. I was like, stop it. Okay, we get it. You're on your way. You backdoored you. Okay, cool. Please stop it.
It's one of those things where like it's extra funny to him because it allows him to take ownership of his own demise. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
I did this. No one got me out.
Yeah. I got me out. I'm that good. Mm. Doesn't matter. I changed the house. I put it on its head. Then I left. That's me. Yeah.
Yes. So Todd is going to talk to Lamar. They talk about who to vote for. Todd is going to try to make sure that that Lamar is going to vote Chris out. They do agree that Chris should go. And Lamar is like, okay, but Todd, what are you thinking for like if you won HOH? And Todd's like, I don't know. You know, probably Shayna. She's won two vetoes. Lamar's like, No. Shayna is not a threat. Misha, she's won two HOH. She is the threat. It should be Misha and Todrick. And I was like,
Yeah. So then Todd's like, no. She won two vetoes. And Lamar's like, I don't give an ish. Like, I don't care. And I was laughing. It was so good. Lamar's like, no, you're being ridiculous. That is not even in the same ballpark. Like, and I think, you know, Lamar's explaining that the competition styles are a little different. Like, they're not exactly the same type of comps. We can't win those ones. Potentially, we could maybe win these ones. And Lamar says, listen, I see you, Todd. I see what you're doing. You're trying to lay low. You're trying to scurry by. You can't do that. We can't do that. I loved seeing this from Lamar. I mean, I think the days of Lamar and listen, may I be so bold to say, I think that the early days were like the biggest scare of maybe Lamar wants to leave. I think now, he's in it to win it. I think he's playing. I think he's playing very well, might I add. And I'm loving seeing this from Lamar. I'm so happy it all worked out.
Yes. Well, Misha is going to talk to Lamar. She gives him the hard sell here. She pitches that, hey, it's the four of us. Final four, myself, Todrick, you, and Todd. And that's what it should be. We'll get to the four. We'll battle it out. It'll be great. And through all of this, she's talking about, her story and how she worked so hard to get where she is and all of that stuff that, you know, we've heard before. But she's telling, Lamar about it. And so she makes this pitch, it doesn't go too far. But she makes the pitch. So, important to note.
Yeah, she really went in with the, you know, since the dawn of time, as athletes, we put our body on the line. We put our mind. When we go out there, we're going for gold. We're doing everything. And this is more of that energy of, listen, if you're nice, if you're good, you don't need to sugarcoat it. And you keep sugarcoating it. Like, you're out here putting your mind, body, soul on the line for the alliance. Stop it. No one, this doesn't hold as much power as you think it does, especially once you say it more than once. It just doesn't hold the same energy.
Well, I mean, I with Lamar, it might. I feel like he's a little attracted to this this line of reasoning. But we'll see.
It will not overwrite the fact that she's won these two competitions, I think. And I think, and especially because he has other people in his ear, I don't think it'll hold the same amount of power. But that was more so for me saying, I'm tired of hearing it. I might work on Lamar. I'm just sick of it.
Well, Todrick is also going to be working. He goes to Shayna and he's trying to work on her. He says, look, I'm playing my own game. And if Misha leaves, I'm going to need somebody. And I would be loyal to you. I would not backdoor you in your life. You know, you've had husbands that have backdoored you. No, not me. I would not do that. Let's agree to not target each other, not put each other up. We can make something work here.
Sir, what is this logic? What is this reasoning? Why is this coming up? Backdoored and what? Todrick, he thinks he's doing well. He thinks this works. It's like you're bringing other stuff and throwing it in my face. That'd be like, Taryn, if you said, okay, if you were like, Puya, like, I would love to have you on to do this podcast because like, I remember when you lost in So You Think. You didn't even make it out of the semifinals. You weren't that good, but here you are flourishing. And I want to give you a platform to do it. It's like, Taryn, just say, invite me. Please don't remind me of my failures. Like, that is not how this is going to go for me. I don't need to be reminded I didn't win. I don't need to be reminded of that. It's yikes.
Todrick is an example of somebody who I think would naturally be very bad at the game, who has been, who has knowledge and advice from people, like who now knows how he should play, but has just such terrible instincts. But like those two things are competing with each other. And we're seeing how that like plays out, in the game. So, it's kind of interesting.
It's fascinating to watch. Yeah. Sometimes very difficult, but it is a big struggle within him that you can see. Like he's been told a lot of things. He's been given a lot of instructions, but then he's like playing it out very, very poorly. But then, you know, he thinks it's going, I don't know. It's a lot. He's a lot. Yeah.
Misha's going to talk to Chris again. And they kind of hash things out. These are the same conversations over and over. They talk about how, Chris feels like he did so much for Misha and then it wasn't reciprocated, and Misha feels the same way because she didn't want Mirai gone. And they go back and forth for a little while. It doesn't really go anywhere, but you know, just the hashing out itself I think helps with Misha. Chris is going to talk to Shayna afterward, and he you know, tells her that he loves her. I mean, that they're really connected, and that he really you know, she I don't know, she's like his mother something. It's weird. He also said to her, I think the day before, he was like, don't take this the wrong way. He said this to Shayna. He says, don't take this the wrong way, but Misha really reminds me of my wife.
Yes.
And it's like, not all women need to be women that you already know.
Yeah, you don't have to like, everyone has to be live, like, this person resembles this person and this person resembles, that doesn't need to happen. Everyone can be their own person. That is completely fine. I will say this is around the time of night where Chris Kirkpatrick is given a white claw and is essentially buzzed off one white claw. And then it gets very interesting with him.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird.
You didn't like that, Terry. You did not like that comparison he did you?
it's just weird. I don't know. It's just, all right, Chris, let's calm down.
Yeah.
Shayna goes to, and talks to Cynthia and Carson some more. They're talking throughout the night often. You know, especially like people like, Carson and Cynthia, who are like spending the majority of their time in bed in that room. It's like their conversations are just, and they just are across the entire day. So it's like, when do we come back? All right, let's do it now. She lets them know that Todrick was it's like still trying to work with her. They also talk about how they don't really trust Lamar. They're not sure that they have Lamar as much as they did. And Cynthia and Carson are going to talk about this a little more even later, about how they don't trust Lamar. He's way too close to Todd. He tried telling them that Todd wasn't really mad. He was like, he's an actor. It was all an act. And that's because Todd said to Lamar, like, oh, I didn't want to say I was voting. I didn't want to say I was voting Chris out in front of Chris. That's why I acted that way. And so Lamar's like, he was acting. He's an actor. And they're like, Lamar is trying to fool us. Get out of here. Yeah. And they do not trust, like, he's too close to Todd. He's up there talking to Misha. Like, no.
Yeah, that combined with that one-on-one talk with Misha, they all noticed happened, and that put them a little bit in a nervous spot. However, I feel like this is something, the clarity will come, they'll be fine. And especially, I don't think it should put Lamar in any type of compromising situation, because if one of them wins HOH, Misha and Todrick are available to be put on the block. He should be fine, and I think they can reinforce stuff with him later. But what I think is truthful and I think is clear is that, you know, Lamar's still on the outside for them. If they can use him as a piece, work with him, they will, but he's still not part of the Twisters. So that's not going to be, he's not going to be as close.
Yes. All right. So in what might be somehow the most facepalmy conversation of the entire day, Lamar is going to go back up to the HOH room to talk to Misha. And he says, look, I've been thinking about what you told me earlier about how you came up, you worked so hard, and you know, the champion mindset. And, you know, I want to ask you something. I want to know if you can do everything that you can to make sure it's me and you in the end. He's asking for a final two.
Yes.
And she goes, and so again, now just, I get it. Sometimes people need to be reminded about how you should respond in these situations. And luckily, Chris Kattan has us covered.
Yes.
Easy.
100%. We're both athletes. We're both champions. Let's get this championship done.
Lamar says, can we work together to get to the end together? She says, yeah, you know, I've looked at it like once we get to the top four, it's kind of like a every man for themselves, right? It's a free for all. He's like, oh, okay. And his entire body language, his entire demeanor changed. Like he came up, he was excited. He was like, I was thinking about what you said and it really touched me and I really want to do this. And she's shutting him down. And he's just, oh, okay. And he starts walking like backwards, like away from her. Like, this is it then. I've been rejected. Mm-hmm. He's like, all right, just think about it then. You know, just think about it. He says, you know, cause really cause if I became HOH, I was going to put you and Todrick up cause you're my biggest competition. But I, you know, then I was like, maybe I should work with her, but. And she's still not taking the bait. She's like, you were going to put us up. Maybe you'd think maybe I should accept this final two deal then to prevent him from doing this. Instead she goes, well, and so he's like, so bye. And she's like, no, wait. Because I would say that even though we are a big competition, I don't think we're bigger competition than Shayna and Carson together. I mean, Shayna has won two competitions. Carson has won one. I've won two competitions. Todrick hasn't won any. So they've won more than us. They're bigger competition if you think about it. And those people, they will not bring you to the final four. The, you know, people like Shayna, they're snakes. They play both sides. At least I'm straight with you, right? I'm not going to promise you something that I'm not going to give you. And what I can guarantee you is final four. And he is still backing away. He's close to the door now. He's just like, okay. And he's opening the door to leave. And she's like, wait. I wanted to ask you something. Is there any world where we could talk to Chris and get him to give his word that he would target Carson if he stayed and then we keep him? Like, what do you think about that? Like, I feel like maybe there's something we could do there. And Lamar's like, I don't know. I gotta think about it. And he tries to leave again. And she's like, wait, but do you think that makes sense? Do you think that makes sense though? And he goes, it's up to you. He called you coach yesterday. So, and then he leaves.
My God. So, okay. So I've seen, you know, people like, wow, you know, but Misha's playing like the best game in the house. Why is everyone being salty? This is proof that she is not playing a good game. She was literally given a pass of, hey, final two with me and said, final four. Basically, what does that translate to? That means until Monday, we're good. After that, we're not good. Like, how is that a good thing to say to someone? Monday is 4 days away. That's three sleeps. Like, that is not a lot of time away. But again, this gives comedy, which I'm happy about. And I had a good chuckle with everything Lamar did in this conversation.
It's wild because, like, on one hand, the fact that he came up, and I think he was kind of genuine after everything that happened with Todd that day, after everything that was happening. I think he genuinely felt like there's something he could do there. And maybe there was a bit of game happening as well. But I think he genuinely was trying to pitch a final two here. So kudos to her for like, I mean, the way that she tells her story can be compelling. I think that, you know, we've seen it on the show already. Mm-hmm. It's a good story. And it worked, I think, on Lamar. But then when he's like coming in to seal the deal, she's like, I can't lie. No. And cannot read that he is so clearly like not happy about the situation, and then starts pitching about how Chris should stay, which is not what he wants. He literally was throwing up in his own mouth about the fact that you called her coach the other day. So we know exactly where his head's at by the end of this conversation. I mean, she just completely, it's another situation where, like Todrick, where it's like, she's so gifted in the competition area. She's so gifted in she has a charisma about her, makes people want to be loyal to her and stick with her. And she wins people to their side, to her side. But then it almost the opposite, but not quite. Her social game is also pretty bad, but like, strategically, she has no idea what she's doing.
No. Yeah. And I think everything you said, like, clearly she was able to recruit enough people to take down formation pretty much. Right. But the where she, I think, goes completely wrong, and where a lot of people have now defected from Misha, is that she also made it clear what the hierarchy was in her alliance. It was her, then Todrick, then everyone else. And even when there's been moments where people are trying to be like, listen, but like, you and me, we could be something special. She doesn't give them that. She's like, we're a four, we're a five. Like, that's all. That's it. That's where we're at. And then after that, you know, we've all agreed, because we are all keeping our word. We've all agreed it's every person for themselves. And that is not how you play this game. If you're trying to progress with some people, you got to make them feel like they're your number one. You got to make them feel like they're next to you on the food chain, not next under a couple people under the food chain. And I think that's where she goes completely wrong and has started to lose people along the way.
Yes. So, heading into today, some things to look out for would be, Misha plans to talk to Todrick about this new idea of potentially trying to make a deal with Chris Kirkpatrick. I expect Todrick to not only shoot it down, but be very disappointed in Misha about this whole idea. But I expect that to happen at some point. I would love to get Lamar's perspective on that conversation that the night before. Maybe if he'll talk to Shayna and be like, so I did talk to Misha, but man, she sucks, or something. I don't know. Maybe he'll talk to Todd. Who knows? Will he even, like, where is Lamar's head at now? Because he was definitely at putting up Misha and Todrick. But the fact that he told, and this is what made me think he was genuine for sure, is that he told Misha straight up. He's like, I was going to put you and Todrick up. Which implies that he no longer feels that way. Because if he's genuinely against Misha and Todrick and intends to target them, there's no reason to give them a heads up that he's even somewhat thinking about that, especially if he's trying to lull them into a false sense of security by making a deal with them. So I think he's genuinely, or was genuinely, teetering on the edge of potentially not targeting them. But given how that conversation went last night, where does Lamar stand now is a big question, I would say. And then heading into this HOH competition, I fully expect Chris Kirkpatrick to be evicted tonight. I don't think that this Misha plan will follow through in any way. I don't think anybody will be on board. But we'll head into this HOH competition with Todd and Todrick competing, who would obviously keep that group safe. Then you have Carson, Shayna, Cynthia on the other side of things, who would be targeting the other group. And then Lamar, who's kind of a little bit up in the air right now. So it's a split house. And we've got some intrigue coming today.
A lot of intrigue coming, and I'm very excited for it. And I think the ideal, obviously, if you are team the Twisters, one of the three of them winning guarantees you the result you want, in that Misha and Todrick will touch the block, and that could be fun. I think Lamar would be like the maximum chaos win, because, like you just highlighted, there are some conflicts, but also, even if he is back and firm, all right, I'm going to put up Todrick and Misha, I don't think Todrick and Misha are going to just be quiet. They're going to try and push him and try and not get on that block. So I think that would be very interesting. It'll be interesting to see Lamar have to wheel and deal with literally everybody who wants his ear if he wins. So that would be fun. I think for me, Todd or Todrick winning might be the wind out of the sails a little bit, just because now there's a split house. Now there's some, you know, potential back and forth. You know, Chris Kirkpatrick would have left for nothing if Todrick wins the next one. And that being said, I think Chris Kirkpatrick, Taryn, more than anybody, has accepted his defeat, has accepted he's leaving. Like I said, last night he had a couple of white claws. He pretty much, they decided to go to the hot tub. And right before he came in, Shayna tells Cynthia and Carson, listen, He's already accepted he's leaving. Let's just give him a fun night. Like, just hang out with him. That's all he wants. Now they kind of hung out. It was very sweet, the four of them with Lamar hanging out. It was a good time. He did talk about potentially wanting to throw some shady stuff towards Todrick on the way out, but then kind of said, you know what? I don't want to ruin your game to Shayna. I won't say anything, but hey, we'll see where the rest of the day goes. And then one last thing, 100%, if Todrick and Misha are in the final two, Chris Kirkpatrick's going to vote for Misha. Todrick has lost yet another jury vote here because Chris Kirkpatrick kept repeating multiple times yesterday, he won't even look at me. He won't even talk to me. And it's, he feels like it's inhumane the way this guy just doesn't acknowledge his existence at all. He is so upset that he's not being shown respect by even being talked to by Todrick.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's Shannon keeps talking about how Todrick isn't talking to her either. Granted, I think Chris Kirkpatrick was always a vote for Misha over Todrick.
This just solidifies it more. Yes. Yeah.
But it's definitely, and Misha, on the other hand, has been actually a bit more social, to the point that, it's kind of like, creeping people out, because,
because it's weird. It's out of character.
Yeah. Like Cynthia was like, yeah, she's been like down here. I miss when she used to just stay up in the HOH room all day, because now it's like, it's weird. She's down here and she's talked and she's like, she's pleasant. It's disturbing.
Yeah, I don't like it. And also another thing, both Misha and Todrick have a tendency of playing solitaire alone, like in the kitchen. And they've also talked about, like, why don't you just do that in your room? Why are you sitting here in the middle of everybody, not talking to anyone, just playing your damn solitaire? Like, why is that happening? Yeah. Go ahead.
Todrick has, he says to Misha, you're up there all the time. I know everything. I'm sitting here playing cards, but I'm watching them. I see what's happening. And to be fair, he has a pretty good, read on the pulse of the game in terms of, how many people dislike him, but, I think it's also, worth pointing out because there were so many events that happened during the day, we didn't really talk about the decision for Shayna to use the veto. Even though I think it's something that, people wanted, it certainly caused a lot of drama for her game. I do think this was a bit of a mistake. I feel like, ultimately she did essentially backdoor her closest ally. She kind of knew it was coming. I feel like for her, it was like if you play poker, and you're starting to get low on chips and you have a good hand, and you're like, should I go all in? Should I bet everything on this hand? And you go, no, it's too early. Don't want to risk it. And then that hand would have won. It was the right decision. You should have gone all in. And so now you're tilted. And the next time you have any kind of halfway decent hand, you're like, now I have to push, because you're tilted, but that is not the time to push. And I feel like that's kind of what happened to Shayna here, where it was like, I missed my opportunity last time. I've got to do it this time. And it was kind of worst of both worlds.
Yeah. It's kind of like she bet during like the turn and the river, but then folded right before the end of the reveal. And it's like, you could have won that. I think ultimately for Shayna, combined with the fact that she had told Misha, I'm not taking Carson off the block. And then an hour later took Carson off the block. That doesn't help. It might've moved her up on their power rankings, for being put up. However, a lot of it will hang on this HOH. All of it would have been worth nothing if Todrick gets HOH, because I think then Shayna could touch the block and maybe potentially in another scenario, she wouldn't, because Chris Kirkpatrick would have touched the block if Todrick had won. Now she's on the block. So that would be bad. So it's a bit results oriented, but if they're able to get this HOH, it would have not been all for nothing. Chris Kirkpatrick wouldn't have been eliminated for nothing for her. It will help her at the very least split up Misha and Todrick in some way, shape or form. Which is, Chris Kirkpatrick keeps mentioning that that's all that mattered, is they've been able to put a spanner in the works and that's all that they needed. But then, as us from the outside looking in as big fans of Shayna, we want her to do well. It's a little worrisome. But again, there's still more game to be played. We'll just have to wait for tonight.
Yeah, I mean, her best case scenario at this point is that Carson wins and proves the prophecies of him being the biggest threat, right? And that, good thing I kept Carson instead of Chris, because Carson ended up winning, right?
Yeah.
But we'll see how things go tonight. Should be an interesting one. Anything else you wanted to bring up, Puya?
Honestly, I think we covered everything. It was a lot of fun. Feeds were great yesterday. I had a good time. I mean, again, feeds were great when we got them. When we didn't get them, I was frustrated. But that's fine. I'm excited for tonight. Should be a fun 2-hour episode, hopefully. and we go from there.
All right. So that's what we have for you today. I will, of course, be live during the episode tonight, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. You're going to watch along with me. And we will likely see a decent amount of, you know, what we just covered, since, you know, that's really the primary intrigue from the this end of the cycle. And then we'll also likely see Chris leave. So it should be a good time tonight. And then, of course, after the episode, we will be live to talk through what we saw in the episode. Tomorrow morning, I'll be live at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today and later tonight after the HOH competition on the Celebrity Big Brother live feed. So check that out as well. And then make sure you're also checking out the Taryn Show. The Nicole Maines episode just dropped. I actually talked to her about how she was hoping to get on a Celebrity Big Brother season at some point. It did not happen this year. But man, should they have gotten her on? Because it'd be a lot better than some of these people.
Now it's out there. Now it's out there. Maybe so. Maybe season four. Who knows?
Yeah. So check that out, and of course, find me over on YouTube as well. Taryn's Quest, talking about some books, shows, and all of that kind of nonsense. Pooya, what are you up to?
Let's see. 90 Day Fiance with Rob. We wrapped up the single life. 90 Day Before the 90 Day still going on. We'll be talking about that this upcoming week. New podcast alert, Bel Air is dropping on Sunday, and Chappelle and I will be talking about that over on Post Show Recap, so you can check that out. You can find me on Twitter at Puyaism. You can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Puya. Stream there 3-4 times a week, including our weekly Goose Goose Duck lobbies, where me, Taryn, podcasters, we all get together, we suss each other, we yell, we laugh, we don't cry, we have a good time there as well. And last but not least, a lot of us podcasters will be on Instagram tomorrow, taking over the RHAP account, Insta Live. You want to see Taryn with new piece of tech, new social media, go over there. He's doing a slot. I'm doing a slot. It'll be a good time.
Yes, should be fun. All right. Thank you all for joining us here today. And I will see all of you next time.